Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 20th day of Adar, Aleph, Tavshin, Pei, Dalet. Masechta Nedarim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. Again, we're going to talk about different descriptions of people. And when a person makes a vow, makes a neder, and he uses a description, what does he include, what does he exclude? We're about to see machlokes in our Mishnah about that. One of the many machlokes that there are in this. Hanoider, if a person makes a neder, he makes a vow, I ban that I'm not going to have any hanoa, min hayiloidim. That's the expression he uses. I'm making osa to me like a korban from having benefit from yiloidim. Now, yiloidim usually means those who are already born. And therefore, mutar banoladim. Says the Tanakhama, he's allowed a banoa from those who will be born. Noladim means those who will be born. So anyone who's already born yet, who's already been born, is forbidden having an banoa from them. What happens minhan noladim? What happens if he makes a vow not to have benefit from those who will be born? That's what noladim means. Also bayiloidim, he's forbidden both in those who are going to be born, but also those who are already born. Why? Because the word noladim can include also those who are, when he says a vow, those who are born, as well as those who will be born. Rabbi Meir matir af b'yiloidim. Rabbi Meir says no. He says that just like if yiloidim only means those who are already born and not those who are going to be born, so also noladim, if he makes a ban for having enough from noladim, it means only those who are going to be born, but it will not be prohibited for him to have anah from those who are already born. Rabbi Meir holds, noladim means, when he said noladim, he only meant those who are going to be born. Anyone going to be born from now on, I ban having anah from them. V'chachomim omrim, lo niskavin ze ela b'misha darka lahoilid. The Chum say that when the person says, he makes a neder from noladim, he's also for those who have already been born, because when he said noladim, even though that normally means they were going to be born, it does not exclude those who are already born. Rather, he means by noladim, says the Chacham, he means those who have the derech to give birth, i.e., he's not forbidden to have an oar from fish, from birds, because they don't give birth to live creatures, they give birth to eggs, and then the eggs hatch. So that would be excluded from his neder. But noladim does include both those who are born as well as those who will be born. This is how Rashi and Ran learn. The way Rashi and Ran learn is that the Chachamim here are not a third opinion. Rather, they're explaining the first opinion, the Tanakhama, and that is that when it's min hanoladim, it includes all those who are born, those who will be born. There is another way, point of view, and that is that the Chachamim here are in fact a third opinion. That's the Rosh. Rabbeinu Asher learns that way, and the Rosh learns that the Chachamim here are indeed a third opinion, who are arguing with both Rabbi Meir and the Tanakhama. They are the Chacham here are the strictest opinion, according to this opinion. And they hold that it makes no difference what expression he used, whether he said minhan yilodim or noilodim, he's forbidden for all people, those who are born and those who will be born as well. But that's how the Rosh learns. Again, according to Rashi, it's not a third opinion. It's really explaining the Tanakhama's the first opinion, and that is that it's only with noladim he's forbidden to have an oar from both those born and those will be born. Mishnah Yud. Our Mishnah is going to talk about the Kusim or Kutim. Who were the Kusim? These were non-Jews that were brought across into Israel by the king of Assyria, Melech Ashur. He settled them. They came from Kuta, and that's why they were called Kutim. And he settled them in the cities of Samaria, Shomron. That's why they were also called Shomronim sometimes, because of the cities of Shomron where they were settled. What was their status? They started to keep mitzvahs, and to some of those mitzvahs that they started to keep as Jewish people, They were sometimes more careful in it, more punctilious than even Yisrael, even people born Jewish. But they had a few, there was a downfall there. They established a sanctuary at Har Gerizim. They actually worshipped the mountain of Gerizim, or they had their place of worship there, and they rejected Yerushalayim as the center of worship for the Jewish people. They rejected it. They would not go Olah L'Regel. There is a machlokes as to whether they're considered Gerim, true Gerim or not. Our Mishnah is going to go according to the opinion that they were Gerim, that they were true Gerim, but they had their problems, as we see here. That they, as we just said, that they wouldn't go El Regal, that they wanted to go to the Mar Gerizim. That was their, inverted commas, Mecca Medina. That was their holy place. And our Mishnah is going to talk about what happens if he makes a neder banning Shovse Shabbos. Does that include the Kusim or not? Hanoider Mishovse Shabbos. A person who says, I hereby ban having any Hanoah from those who rest on Shabbos. Also be Yisrael, also be Kusim. He's not allowed to have Hanoah from people who are normal Yisraelim, born Jewish, or whether they are Kusim. The Kusim are also included in Shovse Shabbos because they are commanded to keep the Shabbos according to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah holds that they're Jewish, and they would rest on the Shabbos. However, with a goy, a nochri, you're allowed to have a noch from a goy. And even if it's a goy who keeps the Shabbos, he's a seventh-day observer, he keeps the seventh day, and he's not Jewish, there's no problem having a noch from him because that's not what that's not implied by the expression Shovse Shabbos. Shovse Shabbos means those who not only rest on the Shabbos but are commanded to do so. Me'och l'shum. He bans having Hanah from those who eat garlic. Now, there was a Takon of Ezra to eat garlic on Friday night. It's very good for having children. It increases the sperm count. And for that reason, Friday night, it was a time, or Friday, people used to have the garlic. And really, Ezra recommended that. And he, if he makes such a ban, I'm making a neder from Mechlish from those who eat the garlic, also be Yisrael, also be Kosim. He's forbidden to have a noah from the Israelim, ordinary Jewish people, and from these Kusites, or the Kusim, because they kept this takana to eat the shum, to eat the garlic on Friday Eve. May ole Yerushalayim, but if a person makes a neder, he bans having a noah from those who go up to Yerushalayim, the ole regal, osur be Yisrael, he's forbidden to have a noah from Yisrael, but umutu be Kusim, he's allowed to have a noah from the Kusim, because as we explained before, the Kusim, or even though our Tanav Mishnah holds they're Jewish, the Gerimis, nevertheless, they were definitely not early Yerushalayim. They would not go up to Yerushalayim. They hated Yerushalayim. They would not go up there L'Regel. As we said before, they chose Har Gerizim as their sanctuary.